This is episode 995, hour number 2 on Martian Gardens, and it's recorded Friday, October 25th, 2019. And we ended the last hour with a couple of Langston Hughes poems because I ran out of time to do the original thing that I wanted to end with, but Langston Hughes made it a good end. And we will start this hour with music from Elaine R. Barkin, Long of UCLA, and her retrospective Open Space 34 came out, last year on the Open Space label, 2016 on Open Space, actually. And these are some of the earliest pieces, Brandeis, 1955. And there are four Massachusetts towns representing these piano pieces, Cambridge, Natick, Waltham, and Lenox. And these are all performed by Elaine Barkin on digital piano. However, the instructions are for a Bright, Steinway, and Honky Tonk pianos. So Barkin did her best to make the digital pianos sound thus. More digital piano music following with Alvin Curran and his arrangement of Rodgers and Hart's Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, a 1940 jazz standard, Rodgers and Hart's. Rodgers and Hart, and his eccentric rendition of it, Alvin Curran's version, is with Yamaha Disclavier computerized piano, which provides a lot of sounds and sound effects that Curran mixed into his rendition, as well as Curran's own arrangement of the original song. Alvin Curran, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, from his CD Endangered Species on New World Records from 2018. Then we go back to Brandeis with Ruth Lohman and Dialogue, which comes from Ruth Lohman at 80, released on Numa Recordings in 2010. And this is a harpsichord by Vivian Montgomery, vibraphone by John Andrus, recorded at the Women's Studies Research Center at Brandeis University, November 14th, 2010. 1964 composition from Ruth Lohman to end, following Alvin Curran's digital piano, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, and Elaine Barkin's four-part composition, Brandeis, 1955, which runs almost 7 minutes. You're listening to Martian Gardens. My name is Max. I'm happy to be presenting all this wonderful eccentric music for you, and I'm glad you joined me. And this is Elaine Barkin, Brandeis, 1955.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Ruth Lohman, Dialogue, music from Brandeis. We started with Brandeis-themed music with Elaine R. Barkin, Brandeis, 1955. And she names each of the four sections after towns in Massachusetts. First Cambridge, then Natick, then Waltham, then Lenox. And these were released on Open Space 34, music of Elaine R. Barkin from UCLA. And that was released by the Open Space magazine in 2016. And the scores were written for Bright, Steinway, and Honky Tonk pianos, which Elaine Barkin performs here. By way of digital piano, just as Alvin Curran performs on digital piano, a Yamaha Disclavier, computerized piano, which allows him a plethora of other sounds and sound effects that he can command right from the piano and incorporate into his rendition here of Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, a Rodgers and Hart song from 1940, included on a CD of many such standards, aptly entitled Endangered Species, and that came out in 2018 on New World Records. And again, ending with Ruth Lohman's Dialogue, that was between harpsichord, played by Vivian Montgomery, and vibraphone, played by John Endres, music recorded at the Women's Studies Research Center at Brandeis University, November 14th, 2010. And that was commemorating Ruth Lohman's 80th birthday. She was there. How unfortunately she's no longer with us today. So it's nice to have this wonderful CD from Numa Records with some of her great music on it. Ruth Lohman Dialogue. So next we're going to hear some electroacoustic music and some musique concrète. We'll start with Adam Stanovich from Sheffield University in the UK, and we'll hear a piece of his for electroacoustic music in stereo fixed media called Control C, and this comes from his Tenebrism CD released on Empress Digital in 2019, realized at the Composer's Studio in Sheffield. We'll follow this with Roger Doyle from Dublin. This Irish composer works pretty much exclusively in electronics and electroacoustics, and we'll hear from his CD Frail Things in Eternal Places from the Silver Door label from 2016, electronic music by Roger Doyle with a voice here by Katerina O'Leary, music recorded at the Composer's Studio at Trinity College in Dublin. And we'll end with some oldies, one of Roger Doyle's influences that he cites is a big one, is Pierre Henry, one of the fathers of Musique Concrète, along with Pierre Schaeffer, and we'll hear Pierre Henry and Pierre Schaeffer after that with selections from the Symphony for Human Soul, and the two short sections from that we'll hear are Prosopopé Parts 1 and 2, amounting to about 4 minutes, and that's on a 4-CD set called L'œuvre Musicale, Pierre Schaeffer and Pierre Henry, Musique Concrète. And that was released on the EMF label, which is no longer in operation. It's now defunct, but it was released in 1998, and there are plenty of them still around, so they're pretty easy to get. This was realized at Radio France in Paris, and first premiered at the Auditorium for the Paris Conservatory March 18th, 1950. And that'll end the set We start with this longest piece running 11 minutes, Adam Stanovich, Control C. And that comes from the Tenebrisim CD on Empreinte Digitale, just released 2019. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 996. Excuse me, episode 995, not 6. That'll be next week. Episode 995. And the Martian Gardens blog, of course, is martiangardens.blog for complete playlists and other information, download information, and things like that. Okay, Adam Stanovich, this is Control C.
Thank you.
That was two short selections from the Symphony for the Human Soul by the founders of Musique Concrète Form, Pierre-Henri and Pierre Schaeffer. And the entire symphony was included as one of the pieces on a 3-CD set called L'Œuvre Musicale, released in 1998 by the now-defunct EMF label. Music recorded in Paris in the late 40s and early 50s. And before Henri and Schaeffer, we heard Roger Doyle, one of his chief inspirations is Pierre-Henri. So that's what inspired me to tack a bit of that on. We heard Roger Doyle's Entry Level 8 from his CD Frail Things in Eternal Places from Silver Door, and that's electronic music by Roger Doyle with a voice by Caterina O'Leary, recorded at the composer's studio in Trinity College in Dublin. And we started over in the UK, across the sea, in Sheffield, with Adam Stanovich, Control C from his CD Tenebrisim on Empreintes Digital, released in 2019, electroacoustic music, and on stereo fixed media, realized at the composer's studio in Sheffield, UK, premiered in Sheffield at the Instrumental versus Electroacoustic Concert, April 7th, 2016. We have just a few minutes left. We'll hear a couple of interesting pieces in the final 10 minutes. We'll hear from Robert Weiss, or R. Weiss, as he records the name, as he uses as his recording name, I should say, R. Weiss. And he sent me an EP called Glass in Your Ear a few months ago, and I've been behind on getting it on the air. I'll get one of these on the air. String of Beads from R. Weiss. Electroacoustic Sounds from Broken Glass and Broken Crockery, processed with Mac 5 sampling software and digital performer at the composer's studio in Pittsburgh. R. Weiss, String of Beads. We'll follow this with Mendy and Keith Obadike, husband and wife, Nigerian couple from Yale University. And they have a piece on the compilation that they curated in 2008, Crosstalk American Speech Music. And their piece is called The Stealth, The Pink of Stealth. And this is vocals by Mendy Obadike with guitar, bass, drums, thumb piano, and synthesizers, and treatments by Keith Obadike. Music released on Bridge Records, Crosstalk, American Speech Music. And that will wind down our number two. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog for complete playlists and download information and other things. R. Weiss, String of Beads. I'm going to go to the next one.
A few drinks, a few people. pink parts. Girl
with a less than rosy light.
She had color in her cheeks.
She didn't have to lie.
She didn't want a suitor with a bouffant.
She wanted a red-blooded blue-eyed heir.
A guy with a stable, a member of the club.
He came for her in the afternoon.
He stopped the earth.
Randy
wanted to linger. Randy wanted to linger.
But she couldn't take him home.
He would have liked to have seen her true colors.
She brushed him off
and walked alone along the train tracks.
What would you do if your father was a rich man?
Randy asked one night. Pouting in a crowded room without a man. Mark said,
"Tell me everything."
Slurring all his consonants, he pretended not to know the things he knew.
At night,
in their separate rooms, in the separate cities of their minds,
each wondered
how it felt to be a fox. Those hunters,
did they?
Mark and Randy were a kind of bait.
They lay in wait.
In the thick of night, they were cunning and quick.
They were nimble and sly.
They each had a plan